5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
Hi, today is follow-up Thursday. It is the day reserved for you guys saying, yo, you guys forgot to follow up and give us some closure on blank. So we spend Thursdays doing the homework and we give you the closure that you want.
All right, so here is your recap. So we got our call from Elizabeth. She's single mom, got divorced last September. She's with her kid all the time, so dating is not easy. While she and her ex were separated, she kept matching with this dude on Hinge. They texted for like a week. Again, this is back in July of 2023. Then she ended up reconciling with her husband, so she blocked the dude on Hinge, meaning she's going to lose contact with him. She and her husband ended up divorcing anyway. So now we fast forward to right around this past Christmas. She took her kids to see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at the Center for Puppetry Arts. Side note from Tommy, it's amazing. You should go in 2025. Now, while standing near the exit, she heard this young child's voice say, "I'm mad at you." A little boy said that to his dad because his dad wouldn't let him go to the gift shop. She was surprised by how controlled the little one's voice was and how sweet his dad's response was to him. The dad saying, "That's okay, buddy. You can be mad at me. It's just how you handle it." So she looked up, and it just so happened it was the guy from a year and a half ago on Hinge. But in the moment, because he was with his son, she didn't say anything to him. So she was hoping we could help her find who she thinks may be a great guy. And this is what she told us. She thinks his name is Joe. He's in his early to mid-30s. He has a reddish beard, but his hair was darker brown. He showed her a picture when they were communicating on Hinge that he had done some modeling for Lululemon. He mentioned he had a garden in his backyard. She thought he worked in sales. And from the looks of it, she said his little boy looked to be around 4 years old. And that's what we had to go on.
Okay. Tommy, our show director, this must be a good one because he's got his hat on backwards. He's ready to go to work, man.
I mean business. So Katie alerted me. She will watch like a hawk, the producer at theburtshow.com email account. And coming into our email was an email from a gentleman named Joseph, who also goes by Joe. He says, "Well, I heard someone's looking for me." That's flattering. Or suspicious. Let's go with flattering.
Oh, he's got jokes.
Attached to this email are photos confirming my identity for the studio's eyes only. To the caller, that would be Elizabeth. "Hi, my name's Joseph. And while I want to remember this occasion, I'm not sure if I've ever passed by a gift shop unscathed. However, I did have a dating profile around the time mentioned. I do have a 5-year-old. And that does sound like the way we speak to each other. I have a tendency to get overly cautious about how things work, and learning new perspectives is what brings people together."
Oh, that sounds cool.
"So let's flip this. If someone like me were to leave a mark on your life, what do you think it would be? Think carefully. Your answer might reveal more than you realize about this unexpected connection."
I like this guy. Kind of mysterious, man.
Yeah. This is funny. "P.S. Someone told me about this segment this evening, and the first thing I heard when I played it back was a damn gender reveal. Cat lady had me shook." Talking about Abby and her kitten reveal, making us think it was a baby. But so I get that email. There were two pictures attached. One picture, remember he said he had a garden?
Yeah.
He attached a picture of a beautiful, healthy gardener. This guy's Captain Green Thumb.
Was it just a picture of the garden, or was he with it?
No, it was just a picture of the garden.
Okay.
Then the second picture, there was a face. The man had brown hair, and a reddish beard. And let me tell you, piercing blue eyes.
Ooh, that's how we got that gig with Lululemon.
I don't just throw out piercing to any man. His eyes were like, I was like, damn. Okay. So
you want to date him?
In your email right now, Burt Show cast, is the picture.
Okay.
And also, Elizabeth, you're on the line.
Those are piercing eyes.
I want you to go to your email, Elizabeth, and I want you to open it
while she's on the phone right now?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me, is this the guy?
Oh, my goodness.
Walk us through it. Tell us you're opening your email.
I am opening my email. Oh, my gosh. Yes, that is the
person. That's a boy. Yay! Well, of course you're attracted to him. We're all attracted to him.
Well, Tommy might still.
That's a good-looking dude.
I have further news for you.
Though he did send a car selfie, which we're not fans of, but we're going to let it slide.
The lighting was good.
It was good.
Earlier this morning, I sent an email back to Joe, and I said, we're going to have Elizabeth on. She's the one looking for you, Joe. Would you be willing to come on the show?
Shut up.
Joseph hit me back 58 minutes ago and said, hey, Tommy, yes, I can do that.
Come on.
I can confirm we've been to the Center of Puppetry Arts, and I am single. And he said, sure. Because I had asked him, I said, are you single? Would you be open to talking to Elizabeth? He said, sure. I could use a personal connection right about now.
Oh, come on, Joe.
So, Burt Show fam, welcome to the show, Joe.
Joe with the piercing eyes. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
What do you know, Joe?
It's you.
Give me about 5 seconds. There is a fire truck right behind me.
Okay. Because this man's eyes are on fire.
The man is hot.
All right, that's classic. We should make a formal introduction here. Elizabeth, Joe. Joe, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Joe, just so you know, she doesn't normally sound like that. We have her on the voice disguiser. We got her some helium.
It's kind of funny. I was hoping she'd be, like, you can do, like, the... I know it was a female voice disguiser. It'd be hilarious if she came on as like the guy voice.
Always surprises, man. So you heard
Elizabeth.
Do you remember Elizabeth at all?
I do remember a Elizabeth. But of course, when you get that that message or that call of, hey, someone's looking for you on the radio or this, that, the other, it's kind of like that feeling of getting pulled over, of like, you know, you weren't speeding. You know you don't have a warrant out, but there's like what, like everything's racing through your mind. Like what did I do wrong? I don't know. but it's definitely interesting and intriguing, anxiety provoking. But I think everything kind of happens for a reason. So
for sure. Joe, you didn't do anything wrong, man. You did everything right.
She's bald.
With the voice and everything.
Elizabeth, this was, I mean, based on the initial interaction with you, I never thought that we would find this dude. So this is like the universe sort of bringing y'all together, Elizabeth. How you feeling about that?
This is shocking. So I had been talking to a friend of mine, and she was like, oh, you should do this. And I was like, no, that's absurd. That's crazy. And anyway, I ended up deciding to do it, but never thought in a million years.
See, this is what I'm constantly preaching on. You got to shoot your shot. Life is short, man. What do you have to lose?
And behold the power of the Burt Show fam.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, kudos to you guys, because I don't know how this happened.
Well, let's take us right out of it, and let's put you guys on hold. I don't know how you want to exchange information or stuff like that, but we have made the connection, and now you guys and the universe continue to take it. I love this.
Let's do it. Hey, Joe, do we have your permission to give Elizabeth your phone number?
Well, I will say, getting back with your ex is always the best first impression. but it does show that she has some level of forgiveness. And I think that's a great quality to have. So I think we can reconnect or speak a little further.
I guess
okay, that's a yes.
That's all you need?
A no would have been awkward.
Yeah, right?
Maybe I just should have, like, left. Yeah. My bad.
One question too much, Kristen.
A little too far.
I was feeling so good about this.
Get out on the high when you know you got the high, man.
It's like this is my first day in friggin' radio.
You are a veteran.
All right, Elizabeth, I have just sent you Joe's phone number. The ball is in your court.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, you guys. Enjoy your coffee, drink, whatever you're going to do together, and please keep us posted at some point, okay?
You got it.
All right, Joe. Thanks. Thanks so much for sending the picture. Yep. Thanks for the email, and thanks for joining us. Appreciate you guys.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, hold on. How about that?
I love it.
How about that?
I love it so much.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.